that is in the Gospel according to John. We want to direct your attention today to the first 9 verses of chapter 10. The Gospel according to John and chapter 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. I'm sure the Lord will bless to us the reading of these verses. Let us bow for prayer. Blessed God, our Father, again we come to Thee, approaching Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know of no other scriptural way of approach. We thank Thee, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We thank Thee, our God, that Thy word tells us that we are permitted to come boldly to the throne of grace, here to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In mercy, look down upon all Thy people today, and whatever their need may be, grant, O God, that need may be met, and may they in all their need come to Thee, the living God. Bless us now as we seek to study Thy word, and grant that the message today shall be a help to someone and bring glory to the name of the Lord for His own name's sake. Amen. Now as we come to chapter 10, I want to draw your attention to the fact that here in this particular section I have read, we are introduced to 3 doors and then directed to the Good Shepherd. First of all, we have what is called the door of the sheepfold, and then reference is made to the door of the sheep. Then in verse 9, I suggest there is the door of salvation. Let us look then for a moment or two at what is called the door of the sheepfold. The Lord, addressing the people here, said, Verily, verily. Now, I have drawn your attention now on a number of occasions to this expression, where the Lord seems to give the double emphasis to what He is saying. Verily, verily. He's saying, truly, truly. Or if you like, it is Amen and Amen. It's the double stamp of heaven's authority. So he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you. We have also drawn attention in past studies to this, that the Lord Jesus Christ always spoke as an authority. You remember the occasion when those who were sent to arrest him came back. They said, Never man spake like this man. The Sadducees and the scribes and the Pharisees never spoke with absolute authority. They always had to quote another authority, some authority greater than themselves. But the Lord Jesus Christ spoke as the authority. So he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." So we're viewing here some truth that is made known to us by the Lord Jesus Christ with the absolute authority of heaven. He says, "He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, here then is the door of the sheepfold." And he's suggesting that it's possible for someone to enter in and not by the door into the sheepfold. Later on he will tell us who these people are. He's simply saying here, "He that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door into the sheep is the shepherd of the sheep." Now here then is the character of the true shepherd. The shepherd comes in by the door. That is, he entered in a lawful manner. His entrance could not be challenged. He enters into the sheepfold in a lawful manner. A second thing he says is this: "To him the porter openeth." So he entered in when he was recognized by the porter. Then he was proved to be the true shepherd by the sheep recognizing his voice. "To him the porter openeth," says verse 3, "and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out." Now, in order to understand this figure that is used here, one would almost require to be acquainted with the customs of that part of the world if we're going to view the character of the true shepherd. Then you would have to understand the meaning of the sheepfold. Now let me try and explain it to you. Here we have a shepherd. He has been out on the hills with his sheep, and he's coming into the village or the little town at night. And there is a sheepfold. Now a sheepfold is simply a place where sheep are kept. That is, it is a place that is surrounded with a wall. It may be a stone wall, it may be a fence, a hedge, whatever it is. It encircles this piece of ground. There is safety inside the sheepfold, and so the shepherd who has been caring for sheep, perhaps is going into the inn for the night, he puts his sheep into the sheepfold. There is a porter there at the sheepfold, and he is going to care for the sheep during the absence of the shepherd or shepherds. While the first shepherd leaves his sheep in the sheepfold and goes his way, another shepherd might come along and put his sheep into the same sheepfold. And so the process goes on until you may have two, three, or even four shepherds bringing along their flocks of sheep and putting these sheep under the care of the porter, and they're being placed in the sheepfold. Now, in the morning, the shepherd comes to claim his sheep. When he comes, he is recognized by the porter. And when he is recognized as being a shepherd, then the door is opened, the gate is opened, and the porter allows the shepherd to go in. Now the shepherd knows his own sheep, and his own sheep know him. He is able to call his sheep by name. They recognize his voice. And when the sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd, then they follow their shepherd and he leads them out. That is the picture that's presented to us here, where he speaks of the door of the sheepfold. Now, for a moment, I want to throw your mind forward and your thoughts into verse 16. In verse 16, he says, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Now, I might draw your attention to the fact that the two words translated fold are different words here in verse 16. It could read like this, "And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Now, the difference between a fold and a shepherd is simply this. A fold is a place with a circumference, and the sheep can be put in the fold. But when the shepherd comes along, the shepherd becomes the center of the flock, and the sheep gather not inside the walls of a fold, but they gather around the person of the shepherd, and they become one flock. Now, in verse 16 then, where he says, "Other sheep I have which are not of this fold," he was referring to the fold of Israel. Now, here then we have the character of the true shepherd in the opening verses of this chapter. The true shepherd then entered into the fold lawfully. He came in a lawful manner to claim his own sheep, reminding us that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he left the glories of heaven and came down to this earth, he came in a lawful manner. In fact, he was the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming of Israel's true shepherd, the great Messiah. He fulfilled the promises, and he fulfilled the prophecies concerning the coming true shepherd. So he entered in a lawful manner. He was also recognized by the porter. We pointed this out, first of all, in chapter 1, where the Lord Jesus Christ came down on the shores of the River Jordan. And while he was there, John the Baptist, the great prophet, recognized him. John was the one, you will remember, who went before him. John was the one who prepared the way for him. John recognized him. In plain words, John was the porter. And John recognized the Lord Jesus Christ as the true shepherd. And he pointed him out and spoke of him as the Lamb of God. And then later on, he said that he must increase, I must decrease. And then he pointed him out as being the bridegroom, while John himself said, "I am only the friend of the bridegroom." So he pointed out and recognized the Lord Jesus Christ as the true Messiah. He was recognized by the porter. Then there were those that heard his voice, recognized the voice of truth, and they followed him. He then speaks of entering in at the door of the sheepfold. Now, when a shepherd comes to the sheepfold, he comes to claim his own sheep. He doesn't take other people's sheep. He's not a sheep stealer. He's one who cares for his own sheep. Now, also in this passage, we have the contrast between the true shepherd and others. For example, the shepherd is set forth in contrast to the violent thief. You see, in verse 1, he said, "The other man that comes and doesn't enter in by the door, but if he climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Now, when you go further down this passage in verse 10, he says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." You see, the thief then is in contrast to the shepherd. The shepherd comes in to care for his sheep. But the thief comes and he's a violent thief. And so he comes to destroy. There were those who had entered into the sheepfold of Israel who were their enemies. They came to destroy them. Then the shepherd is here seen in contrast to the porter. The porter is only one who cares for the sheep for a given time. He watches the door. But actually speaking, he simply opens the door to let the shepherd in. That's what John was doing. John was simply opening the door to let the shepherd through. Then the shepherd is seen in contrast to the stranger. It distinctly tells us here that when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. That is, he leads them. That's what they do in the east. The shepherd walks before his sheep. He calls them and they follow him. The sheep follow him for they know his voice. But verse 5 says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. So the shepherd is seen in contrast to the stranger. A gentleman on one occasion asked an eastern shepherd, will any of your sheep ever listen to and follow a stranger? He said, yes, they will. But if one of my sheep was to listen to the voice of a stranger and follow that stranger, then that would be a sure sign to me that the sheep was sick. Only a sick sheep will follow a stranger. When a sheep is in good health, that sheep will only follow its shepherd. It recognizes the voice of the shepherd. And under normal conditions, the sheep will not follow the stranger, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. But isn't it a strange thing? There must be an awful lot of spiritually sick people in this world today, for far too many of them have been following the voice of the stranger. First, they've been listening to the voice of the stranger, taking in his false teaching, and then following him. That's why we have so many cults today. That's why we have so many religions today that are in contrary teaching to the Word of God. That is why we've got so many people who are carried around with every form of strange doctrine, because they're spiritually sick. They listened to the voice of the stranger and they followed him. Then the shepherd is seen in contrast to the hireling. You see, verse 12 says, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. So the true shepherd is seen in contrast to the hireling. You see, the hireling doesn't own the sheep. He's hired. He's paid. And when he sees trouble coming, he runs away and leaves the sheep. I think today in religious circles we have far too many hireling shepherds, men who have been seeking positions, religious positions, and they only seek religious positions because of what they get from it. In plain words, they're looking for the place that pays them the highest salary, and so they'll leave their sheep at any sense of trouble. And they'll run away because the sheep are not theirs. They're only hirelings. Oh, but the Lord Jesus Christ is different from them. The violent thief comes to destroy and to steal. The shepherd comes in order to give and care for the sheep. The porter may be all right looking after the sheep for a time, but the porter is in contrast to the shepherd. The porter doesn't own the sheep. He only cares for them. The shepherd is in contrast to the stranger, and the shepherd is in contrast to the hireling. But now look for a moment or two at the door of the sheep. He says here, I am the door, by me if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. That is verse 9. Now then, I want you to notice in verse 6, he seems to break off from what he's been saying, and he says, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. That's verse 7. When you come down to verse 9, he says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, I want you to notice these two verses. Verse 7, he says, I am the door of the sheep. Verse 9, he says, I am the door. Now, if he is the door of the sheep, what is meant? In speaking of the door of the sheep, I suggest here that he is the door. It's the picture here of a shepherd who puts his sheep into the fold on the hillside. They have a wall there to protect them. But then the doorway is just an open doorway. After the shepherd puts his sheep in, he lies down at the door. No wild dog, no wolf, no bear, no wild animal will ever be able to get into that fold to get at his sheep without passing over the body of the shepherd. He said, I am the door. In plain words, he's there to protect his sheep. On the other hand, if the sheep are to come out, they come out with the shepherd when he rises from the doorway and calls his sheep. Then he said, I am the door of the sheep. He protects his sheep as well as leading the sheep. Now notice, first of all then, there is an attachment to a friend. The sheep follow and become attached to the shepherd. Each one of them now, each sheep has to follow. It listens to the voice and it comes out. There is an attachment then to the shepherd. That's why I drew your attention to verse 16. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring or lead. How does he lead them? He calls them, they respond, and they follow him. And they shall hear my voice. There shall be one flock under one shepherd. He had sheep to bring from the fold of Israel. He had other sheep which were not of the fold of Israel, and these also he must bring, so that there would be one flock with one shepherd. So there is the attachment to a friend. Then there is an appreciation of a fellowship. When many sheep follow the same shepherd, they form one flock. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the true shepherd, called sheep from the fold of Israel. He called other sheep who were not in the fold of Israel. Now who could they be? If they were not in the fold of Israel, then there must be Gentiles. See, here is a great scriptural truth, which is developed in the epistle to the Ephesians. But here in embryo, it's laid before us in John chapter 10, that there would be sheep from Israel, and sheep from amongst the Gentiles, and they would be formed into one flock. And then there is the attitude of freedom, following the shepherd. They go in and they go out to the green pastures. The shepherd leads them. He knows where to take them. My friend, can you today say with the psalmist, the Lord is my shepherd?